The Czech coalition government on Wednesday approved the 2012 draft budget with one priority in mind, fulfilling its promise to bring the country's public finance deficit under control. The projected deficit of 105 billion crowns fulfills that target. It would narrow the gap in public finances to 3.5% of the GDP, but analysts say that the latest growth predictions for the Czech economy in 2012 will certainly throw a spanner in the works. In its present form, the draft budget was tailored to a growth of 2.5%. The IMF's revised figure is 1.8%, and analysts say it could slide even lower should Europe's leading economies slip into recession and pull the export-oriented Czech economy down with them. Despite the negative forecast, the Cabinet decided to push ahead with a draft budget in its present form and deal with the consequences later, Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek.
This budget was drafted on the basis of July's economic growth forecast, and we are not ruling out revisions and further cuts if, similarly as in 2008, the economy slows. We will be preparing a number of crisis scenarios which may or may not be used.
While the government can be fairly confident in its ability to push the 2012 draft budget through Parliament, wielding a comfortable majority in the lower house, analysts say its troubles with a budget are far from over. Raiffeisen Bank's chief economist, former finance minister Pavel Mertlík, had this to say.
The government is obliged to deliver a new budget by the end of September to the Parliament, so I understand that they are in time pressure. But definitely the budget is not realistic. The tax revenues are much higher than what will be the reality, not also because of the growth is projected to 2.5%, but also, for example, the consumer consumption growth is projected to 2%, which is totally unrealistic if we take into account that the VAT for food and some other basic stuff will increase from 10 to 14%. So this will be for sure negative, and the inflow of revenues from VAT and excise taxes will be lower by several billion Czech crowns, maybe up to 20 billion Czech crowns.
How serious a problem will this present? What are the implications?
Well, there are various political ways how to solve it. For example, in the parliament, the government can come with some amended budget in different structure. But in any case, from economic point of view, the consequence will be that the government will have to significantly cut some public expenditures which are projected in the budget in order to meet the fiscal target.
Raiffeisen Bank's chief economist Pavel Mertlík there commenting on the government's draft budget for 2012.